Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SDLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and of the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation, a caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. Yes, you are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our awesome co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, our daughter. As always, let us bow our heads for our opening prayer by our co-host.
Father, we thank you this evening and we praise you. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we lift you up today and we magnify your holy name because you are worthy. We thank you for another opportunity, praise God, to live, to breathe, and have the very fiber of our being. We continue to look to you, Lord God, our hope, our help, our strength, our healer, a great physician. Oh, God, we thank you today and we praise you. We realize today, Lord God, that we can do nothing without you. We clearly understand that we need you for everything and we need you in everything. Father, we thank you and we praise you, even for the host of Facing Your Fears radio talk show. Praise God even for the guests and all of our amazing listeners. It's our prayer today that they'll leave this line inspired, encouraged, uplifted, and closer by the word of God to the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right, today we have a great show prepared for you as we go forward. And today we have in the studio, back in the studio with us, Evangelist Gerald Perkins, and we're so very happy to have her back in the studio with us on today. And our topic for today is the gift of faith. But remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome topic just by pressing that number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. Now, listeners, I need you to press that number one. If you know you want to talk, press it as soon as possible. That way we can get your comments and your questions and your concerns in on time. We do have an hour show prepared for you on today, and we do want to let the Holy Ghost have its way on today. And we just want to just tune in into what the evangelist God has given her to share with us on today as we open up our hearts, our minds, and our ears to receive what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. As I was saying, our topic is the gift of faith. If you have your Bible, one of the scriptures she will be sharing is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9. Without further ado, we're now bringing to the studio live with us our special guest, none other than the amazing evangelist Jerry Perkins. Good afternoon, Evangelist Perkins. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We are blessed on today. We're excited about the topic on today. We cannot wait for you to go forward, and we want to hear what God is saying to us on today. And I'm sure our listeners are all fired up, waiting to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to us. So at this time, we would like for you to give us a small, not in the seeming reference to your topic, but a small bio about yourself. Can you share with our listeners and tell us something about yourself at this time?
I'm Evangelist Jerry Perkins, under the leadership of Pastor Robert Bill Jr., Sweet Home Baptist Church, Gloucester, Mississippi, and I am a true child of God and living the best of my knowledge to follow his instructions and do his will and live the life that I teach and preach about.
Amen. Amen. You have any children?
Yes, ma'am. I have a daughter, 2 sons, 12 grandchildren.
What a wonderful, wonderful blessings God has bestowed upon you in your lifetime. Now, we are not going to prolong the time. We're going to get right into our study on today. And listeners, if you're late tuning in or just calling in, we'll be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and she's going to be starting at verse 9 on today. And our topic for today is the gift of faith. So, Evangelist Perkins, you may now go in and start emphasizing on your topic for today.
My topic, the gift of faith, and it comes from 1 Corinthians 12:9. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another this gift of healing, the same Spirit. But I'm doing part A, to another faith by the same Spirit. Not everyone born again, Spirit-filled. Christians live by faith. Although this is what God intends, not everyone exercises the spirit of faith by living and speaking things into being. Jesus says that from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks words of faith. The gift of faith may be defined as the special gift whereby the Spirit provides Christians with extraordinary confidence in God's promises, power, and presence. The one who lives in dynamic faith has received the gift of faith. Some people interpret this is a momentary gift that God gives in a particular difficult situation, inspiring the Christians to believe what he or she would normally find impossible to believe. God wants us to operate faith and put it into operation daily. Those who use this gift of faith trust God on a totally different level. We must trust God despite the circumstances. You have a faith which enables you to overcome and see situations transformed. I'm going to pause and give it back to the host.
Amen, amen, praise God. We just truly thank and praise God for Evangelist Perkins with us with Facing Your Fears radio talk show on part two. Praise God, last week was Faithful Christians, and today she's talking about faith itself, praise God, the gift of faith. And we just thank God for that, praise God, having faith to trust and believe God in who he is and believe God that he'll do what he say, because the word of God say without faith, it's literally impossible. So you got to operate in faith, because otherwise you can't please God. You got to believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek the Lord. So listeners, today with this great topic and this great woman of God sharing, we want you to feel free to press that number one, and we want you to be able to chime in and share your comments as Evangelist Perkins is so beautifully teaching this evening. So I yield back to Evangelist Perkins.
Amen. Before we yield back to Evangelist Perkins, I just want to emphasize we do have some callers that are calling in, and we don't want to wait too late to bring them in, but we ask the callers to give her a little while to get into her left so you can get a clear understanding of where the evangelist is coming from on today. But I just want to emphasize a little bit and say that 12 and 9 said to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit. So we're going to be talking about faith. So in order for, and not only is 9 talking about faith, but from the chapter 12, starting at the first verse, it tells us all of the special gifts that God has given to the Christians. And faith is one of the gifts that we are talking about. But remember, all of the gifts is by the same Spirit. So that being said, I do have some scriptures that I'm going to be discussing on today. Co-host have some things, some scriptures she wants to emphasize on. But we do not want to cut the evangelist off so quick. We want to give her an opportunity to teach her topic on today. And evangelist, just let the Spirit have its way. And then the next time that you yield, you bring in some of the listeners that is calling in at this time, and they're ready to speak to you. We will let them come in and hear what the listeners have to say. Now we're going to yield back to the evangelist.
God wants us to operate in faith and put it into operation daily. Those who use this gift of faith trust God on a totally different level. We must trust God despite the circumstances. You have a faith which enables you to overcome and see situations transform. Living a life like this is much more than saying, I believe in Jesus. It is learning to trust Jesus in every situation. This is the dimension of faith in which God wants you to live. First, the believer must want this. There should be a cry from the heart expressing the desire to walk more closely with Jesus and to live in the dimension of faith which will be pleasing to him. Only then can the work of Jesus be fulfilled in our lives. Some of the benefits of the gift of faith is a fresh revelation of God's word in faith, greater submission to the authority of God's word, determination to stand on God's word despite difficulty, a closer walk with God, a more victorious life, personal revelation of his position in Christ, freedom from condemnation, dependence on God's grace, a consciousness of God's holiness reflected in his style, access into the Holy of Holies with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, a more vital prayer life, close to prayer, effective exercise of authority over the power of darkness, victory over Satan and all his works, faith for healing and miracles. I will now, I'm going to give it back to the host so we can hear from our listeners.
God bless you, evangelist. Before we bring our listeners in, we are talking about diversities of gifts on today. And she's in chapter 12, but she's emphasizing the note is coming from verse 9, and she's speaking of the gift that God has given, and one of them is faith. And we have more, the diversity of, there's many diversity of gifts. And then let us go up to that 7th verse, and we're going to come down to the 10th verse. And number 9 is going to be from 7, 8, 9, and then 10. That would give us some more clarification of what our evangelist is speaking of on today. Maybe our listeners may want to emphasize on it. Verse 7 says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man perfect with health. 8 says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. In order to have faith, we must have wisdom. Wisdom enough to know what is faith, what faith does for us, how faith can keep us going day by day, hour by hour, and minute by minute. Having that faith and knowing that God is there with us. We have faith in knowing God is going to see us through every second, a minute, or hour of the day. And every day, every week, through the month, through the years, come what may. God is always there. The wisdom to know that is that we can have faith through the wisdom that God gives us to another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, the knowledge of faith, knowing what faith is, having the knowledge of what faith can do, will do, and have done for us in our lives. Number nine, verse number nine is what the evangelist is focusing on today. The main focus is number nine, chapter, verse nine, to another faith, the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Now, you notice number nine said by the same Spirit, no other Spirit. There's one Spirit that gives us all of these gifts, and that gift comes from God. Every perfect gift comes from God. And 10 is to another, the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits. Now, that is very important. We must know what spirit is speaking to us, what spirit is guiding us, what spirit we are listening to. And we must have a discerning of this, of these spirits. So we'll know that this is God. There's a scripture that tells us in the Bible that we should test the spirit and see, is it of God? All spirits is not of God. So how would we know? How would we know God's voice? How would we know there's another demonic spirit that's speaking to us? We would know by having the knowledge of faith, by being in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, starting to show ourselves approval by reading the word, having a close relationship, a close contact with God. He said, those that hear my voice will follow me. We know his voice. We know God is not going to tell us to go do something that's not pleasing, acceptable in his sight. We know what another spirit is into our mind. We know that. Why? Because we know God works, all things work out good for those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. And so that's why I thought it was so important to go up to that 7th verse and bring it down to the 10. And it also said to discerning of spirits, to another the drive kinds of tongues, the driven kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. Now, a lot of people speak in tongues, but do they have the gift to interpretate what someone is saying when they're speaking in tongues? No. God has to give that gift. But there is gifts out there that can interpret what someone is saying when they're speaking in tongues. So we want to just bring that into her lesson on today, because the 1 Corinthians chapter 12 does emphasize that 7 through 10 give us the manifestation of the Spirit. And one of those spirits that the evangelist is talking about today is the gift of faith. When we have faith and knowing that God will do what he promised us, God has done what he has done in the past for us through our faith, do not let go of your faith. Hold tight. Do not waver away from it. Stand on your faith. Stand on your beliefs, knowing that God is going to make everything all right. Now, we're going to go to one of our callers, and that caller is coming from Ivory Code 985, and the last four digits of your phone number, the last four digits of your phone number is 0605. I'm bringing you live into the studio now. Caller, you're now live.
Hello, my name is. Hello, how y'all doing tonight? I'm Evangelist Faye Broomfield, and I just want to elaborate up on faith. Faith is a good topic. I mean, I love faith. And I like it how when the word of God said that the just shall live by faith and not by sight, you know, because we living in a time now to where we as saints, we need to have that faith, you know, in order to move mountains, in order to even to believe in what God is saying to us in these last and evil days, you know. And I just want to say that I thank God for Evangelist Jerrion from bringing that word, and everybody, I'm new on the line, but I just want to thank God for allowing me to be on this line to elaborate on faith, because we need faith. You know, and the Bible said that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are not seen. Y'all pray my strength.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We want to call up for calling in and given us a version of faith, and like she said, you know, that faith is the thing that's hopeful and evidence of things not seen. Caller, feel free to call back any Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 Central Time, and you're welcome to speak on any subject that we go forth with. All right, our next caller we're going to bring in now is area code 313, and the last four digits of that number is 1436. That's area code 313. Last four digits of your phone number is 1436. Hello, caller, you're now live. Caller from 313, last four digits, 1436, you're now live on the air. Are we going to ask our listeners, do not press that number one unless you want to come in and speak. Because if you press the number one, I'll be coming to you. Now, if you have anything to say or want to share, feel free to press that number one. But do not press that number one unless you want to say something. Okay, now we're going to yield here and bring in our co-host. After the co-host, very shortly, give her an emphasis on what God has given her very shortly. Then we're going to turn the studio back over to our special guest on the day, none other than Evangelist Perkins, co-host.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Such a beautiful topic today, talking about faith, the gift of faith. The gift of faith is given to Christians, praise God, especially to some who, when they use it, it's used to edify others. When people see that you have faith, your other brothers and sisters in Christ, it's all for the edification. It's all, as we've already said, by one spirit. You don't get healing from one spirit and faith from another spirit and miracles from another spirit. They're all from one spirit. Those spirits are used for the edifying, praise God. When you see your brother, your sister operating in faith, praise God, the gift of faith, as it is given to us, praise God, we're able to use that, and others are edified. It edifies others in the body of Christ. And those with that gift of faith, they are real inspiration. When you see people walking in faith and you see their life, you see what they're going through, you see what they're up against, you see the tests and trials, but you see them continue to persist. You see them continue to move forward. They're operating in faith. They are trusting and believing in the Lord, in who he is and what he said. But all his promises remain yes and amen. We must have faith. Faith is nothing but being convinced, praise God, through confidence in Christ that he will do just what he say, that he is the God that he say he is. God's purpose will be overcome, and so that confidence that we have in him, that God will secure, praise God, and do what he say he's going to do in our life. We got to have faith. The Bible says, I say again, that without faith, we cannot please God. We must believe that he is, and we must believe that he is the reward of those that diligently seek the Lord. God bless you. I yield back to Evangelist Perkins.
Okay. More of the gift of faith. You need the spirit of faith. These are the benefits. The rest are the benefits. You need the gift of faith to be operating in your life every day, and that is what God wants for you. Make the decision to live in the faith. Reach out to God for the gift of faith. You will see many answers to prayer. You will begin to rule over the adverse circumstances in your life. You will ring in life as a child of his kingdom. God gave faith because of his grace and mercy, because he loves us. Ephesians 4:5. Faith comes from God in the form of a gift. Ephesians 2:8. To sum it up, God gives all Christians saving faith. The spiritual gift of faith is given to some who exhibit extraordinary amounts of faith in their Christian walk, and who by their faith are a joy and an encouragement to others. Example of people
For with the gift of faith are those listed in Hebrews chapter 11. This chapter, often called the Hall of Faith, describes those whose faith was extraordinary, enabling them to do extraordinary, supernatural, human things. Without the special gift of God, such things would have been impossible. Recognizing that our measure of faith comes from God prevents pride and encourages sober judgment. Each of us should recognize the limits of his or her own gift. At the same time, we must acknowledge the gift that others possess and that each believer is divinely placed into Christ as a vital and functioning part of his spiritual body. Romans 12:4-8. First Corinthians member should consider himself or herself as superior to any other, but should instead recognize that God has placed us just where he wants us, with the gifts he has chosen for us. 1 Corinthians 12:11. I pause to give it back to the host.
God bless you, evangelist. God bless you. Co-host, if you have your Bible and our listeners, turn with me to Romans, the book of Romans. And we're going to go to Romans, the 12th chapter of Romans. And we're going to emphasize on 6, 7, and 8. Yeah, I think it's 6, 7, and 8. And it reads, having then gifts, different means, according to that grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Now, she just explained to us that God has given each one of us a portion of faith to operate in our own lane. And when I say in our own lane, that means that God has called you to do and give you a special gift in your life. And in Hebrews, the fourth chapter and the 11th verse gives us, tells us that God has called some for the edifying of the church. He had called some to pastors. He called some apostles. I mean, not pastors. He called some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, and yes, some pastors and teachers. That's a measure of anointing that he has given to for the edifying of the church to go forward and with faith and with their faith and believing and standing on what God has anointed them and appointed them and called them to do. And it says in the 7th verse here that our ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching. That means that let us wait until the Spirit of the Lord guide us. Let us wait until we are anointed and appointed. And God has put a stamp of approval upon our lives. Listen, if you hear any noise in the background, any movement, you want to apologize for that at this time. If you hear any moving in the studio, we want to apologize to our listeners. We do want you to be able to hear everything clearly. And with that being said, and verse 8 said, or he that exalt or exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that true mercy with cheerfulness. So what we want to do, we want to be reminded that wisdom is one of the things that we should ask God for. He said, if you lack of wisdom, then ask for it. We want to have knowledge. We want to have understanding. We don't want to rush God. We don't want to get before God. We want God to lead and guide us every step of the way. God may not have appointed us, anointed us to teach. He may not appoint and anoint us to preach. And he may not call us to be an evangelist. He may not call us to be a prophet. But wait on it. Wait on your ministry. Pray and ask God, God, what is that you have for me to do? Because believe me, listeners, God has something in store for all of us. It's on the inside of us. All we got to do is stir that gift up and begin to walk out on what we're talking about today, the gift of faith. That's all you have to do. Receive that gift of faith, walk out on it, and I didn't say start operating until God has molded you and made you like David asked God, and he said, mold me and make me into what you want me to be. We can't make ourselves be nothing. We are nothing without God. We can do nothing without God. We cannot teach, preach, sing, or play an instrument, do anything without God's blessing upon our lives. So, Pastor Smith, anything you want to emphasize on? Is there a certain scripture you want to go to that can bring out more about this that we're talking on today?
Praise God. Just going right along with what you're saying and also emphasizing even on 1 Corinthians 12, which has already been read, verses 4 through 11. There isn't, I just want to say, there isn't any a special formula that's alongside this gift of faith. And to think that there would be, it would be much more difficult for us to even have faith. One of the things is believing in faith is easy, but in our finite minds, the thought barricade what is truly very simple. And that brings us to Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. That I think about the four men that carried the paralyzed man, I want to say this quickly, through the roof. There were four men, and they were carrying this paralyzed man, trying to do what? Reach Jesus. And they had to make what? A hole in the rooftop of the house in order to bring this paralyzed man down to be healed by the Lord. This was what? An act of faith. Four men, one mind, one body, one accord came into unison through an act of faith. And what happened? Jesus saw their faith in the man being healed of his affliction. The man not only got healed, but his sins were forgiven. Miracles are wondrous gifts, and we have to understand that. But having faith without seeing is believing that it is possible, even though it seems impossible. That's the true gift of faith. When it seems impossible, you believe in the one that knows that you know that there is nothing impossible with him. Through him, all things are possible. And I yield here, praise God, for Evangelist Perkins to chime back in.
Yes, ma'am. God has given each a measure of faith to use for him. And this faith is the gift from which all the other gifts flow. And faith is the gift that brings the other gifts of the Spirit into our lives. When a person is born again, God gives him gifts as a new member of the family of God. We receive the gift according to the measure that God has given us, and we exercise the gift according to the same measure of faith. Our sovereign God distributes each gracious gift according to the measure of faith that he has bestowed upon us. Ephesians 4, 7. I'm going to pause and give it back to the host.
Okay, God bless you. God bless you. Listen, remember, you too can join in on this awesome topic. Now, last week, we had so many callers that wanted to say something, and this week we're giving you an hour, and I'm study looking at my dashboard or waiting for someone to press that number one. If you want to encourage Evangelist Perkins on today, or you just want to just say hello to our co-host or myself, feel free to press that number one. At that time, we'll put you in the queue, and you will be able to come in and speak on this awesome topic for today. Again, listeners, our topic for today is the gift of faith. The gift of faith. What a awesome gift to have. When you have faith and your faith operates on the inside of you, and you and others can see that faith that you have and start walking in that same faith that you're walking in, what an awesome gift that God has given us as children of God, as a Christian, to know that we have nothing to worry about. We don't have to think about it. We don't have to be sick about it, worry ourselves about it. All we got to have is ask God and have faith, and believing and knowing that God is going to take care of whatever situation it is, but most of all, having faith in God, believing God is who he said he is, having that connection with him, that personal relationship with him, that we may go out and witness and tell of the goodness of God. There's so many people God has just this year, before the year ends, 2021, so many people have been blessed. So many people have had tragic in their life. So many people have faced death in their families, sickness in their families. But through it all, we can still stand and say, Lord, I thank you. It could have been me today, outdoors, with no clothes, no food. It could be me today, and somebody's on ice at somebody's funeral home, or with a sheet over my face. It could have been me, Father God, that's going to a funeral home, making plans for my daughter, my son, my husband, my brother, my son. It could be me. But, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that, Father God, for what I went through, that you brought me up until this present day, 2021, almost about to come to an end, listeners. Look where God has brought us from. Since the pandemic broke out in 2019, we're about to end, be coming to the end of 2021. Just look at God's mercy, goodness, and God. And I know, I don't know about you, listeners, but I had faith in knowing God was going to work it out for me. I had faith in knowing that God was going to see me through whatever pandemic, whatever sickness, whatever they were saying going on. I had faith and said, Lord, take care of me. And I'm encouraging all of you on today, stand on your faith. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. Don't waver away from your faith. Keep the faith and don't let go. Hold on, because a change is going to come. It may be cloudy, storm and rain, but I'm here to tell you that the sun will shine after a while. I'm a living witness that it will. Oh, listen, the sun will shine after a while. It ain't going to always be tears. It ain't going to always be so much depression and where you can't be able to operate and pay your bills or whatever may be facing you on today. It ain't going to always be that way. God has brought us through, and he was going to continue to bring us through. I don't care what someone says to you, how hard it may get. You keep on testifying to them and let them know that there's a God that hear and answer prayer. All they got to do is connect with God today. And have the Bible tells us we have faith the size of a mustard seed. Now, that's the smallest seed in the world. If we have faith by the size of a mustard seed, we'll be able to move a mountain. That's a whole lot of, a mountain is real big. And all you got to do is have a little bit of faith, and God will help you move that mountain. And he'll lead you all around it. When it looks like there's nothing else there, and everybody else have turned their back on you, no one will now answer the phone for you. You can't get nobody to pray with you. Remember, God is still on the throne. God is still in the blessing business. God still is there to hear and answer prayers. I don't know about you, but I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I don't care how hard the wind may blow. And I don't care how the storm may rise. I don't care what tornadoes or hurricanes or whatever come my way. I'm going to stand on my faith today. Having faith and knowing God is going to bring Chapman through. What about you today, listeners? What about you? Are you determined to run this race throughout? Because the Bible said we're going to have some trials and tribulations, but we must stand. We must stand. Stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord. What about our listeners on today? just hit that number one and testify and tip, let somebody know what God has done for you. So you can come on right now if you don't even know God in the pardon of your sins. You can hit that number one. And God is ready to receive you into the body of Christ. You don't have to wait till Sunday to go to nobody's church. If you're out there and you don't know God, hit that number one. And you'll have a relationship with God before the end of this show is over with. Pastor Doris Smith, Evangelist Perkins, and myself, we will introduce you to Christ. God bless you. We're going to turn back over now to our guest as she continue to talk on the gift of faith. What an awesome topic on today. We thank God for her. We thank God for giving her this awesome, awesome topic on today. And we just want to continue to pray with her as God continue to stir up in her the gift that he has given her as she go forward, that God would pour fresh anointing upon her life as she continue teaching on her topic for today, the gift of faith. Evangelist.
Faith says, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27:1. Faith, we know, of course, grows out of the word of God. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thing, the word of God says, unbelief is taking sides against God's word. You know, the sad thing about it is that there are so many believers who are talking unbelief and taking sides against the word of God. And then they wonder why God's word doesn't work for them. It won't work because they are taking sides against it. If you want God's word to work for you, then side with it. One of the best ways in the world to find out what something is to find out what it is. When you find out what it is not, then you can more clearly see what it is. Faith is not hope. Too many times when it comes to receiving the Holy Spirit or healing or an answer to prayer, folks are just hoping they will receive. But you see, it's not hoping that gets the job done. It's believing. Now, faith is. If it's not now, it's not faith. When someone says, well, I believe I get the Holy Ghost sometime, that's not faith. It's hope. Hope is always future tense, pointing to the future. But faith is always now. Faith says, I receive right now. I have it now. When it comes to receiving from God, whether it's concerning receiving the Holy, divine healing, answer to prayer, finances, or whatever it is, the principles of faith are the same in any area. If you can learn the principles of faith, then it is easy to receive whatever it is you are seeking from God. I'll pause, give it back to the host.
We're so grateful for you this afternoon, Evangelist Perkins, and such a beautiful sharing this evening on faith, talking about faith, the gift of faith, helping us to realize and all that's connected, how vital and how important it is for us to walk in faith. Faith is not what you have to see and then believe. Faith is what you know and you have not seen it, but you believe it by the word of God. Because the word has already been shared where Evangelist Perkins says, faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by what? The word of God. Somebody's sharing the word. You're in some setting, some arena where you are receiving. And what does it do? It causes you to believe. It causes you to have faith in, to believe that what I have not seen, just because I have not seen it, does not mean it's not going to happen. Now, God said it, I believe it, and that just settles it. many times in life, I remember a story where this young man, praise God, he was always telling them in the arena that he was in, he was always telling them, he said, listen, one of these days I'm going to be a millionaire. One of these days I'm going to be very wealthy, and I'm going to move my parents out of this area. And a lot of the kids would look at him and they would laugh and say, oh, my God, you are so crazy. That's never going to happen. We don't have no money. We don't have anything. How in the world are you going to become rich? He said, one day I'm going to be rich, and I'm going to buy my mom the home of her choice. Let make a long story short. Let me tell you something. He was saying this at 6. He was saying this at 8. He was saying this at 12. He was saying this at 14. He was saying it at 16. By the time he got 18, he got his first break. By the time he got 20, he got his second break. Make a long story short, by the time he got 26 years old, he was a multimillionaire. Moved his family out. It's faith. You got to believe that you could do it when you can't see it. You got to believe that God will allow it to be manifested in your life when it don't look like it, when it don't feel like it. You got to have a knowing in your knowing that God will do what he said. Praise God. He said, I'm not a man that I shall lie, nor am I the son of man that I have to repent. Oh, such a beautiful, beautiful lesson tonight on the gift of faith. We got to operate in it. We can't please God without it. You got to believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. In the midst of COVID, in the midst of everything, trust God. In the midst of every test and every trial, it didn't come to destroy you. It came to make you wiser, came to make you stronger, came to make you better. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Came to build your faith. Amen. God bless you. I yield back. Praise God to the host if she's available to take it. If not, we're going to yield back to our amazing speaker, Evangelist.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. As we're almost coming to the end of our show on today, don't forget to press that number one and encourage Evangelist on today, who's done such a great job of teaching on the gift of faith. And we want to thank our co-host, as always, ready to share a word from the Lord. And we just want to thank all of our callers. I very seldom have an opportunity because I'll be running, the show be running, coming to a close. But I truly want to thank all of my listeners has been supportive down through the years. It'll be almost 3 years in March that we have been on air Facing Your Fears. And so many guests have come on Facing Your Fears, the testimonies about how the Lord where the Lord has brought them. They have faced their fears in reference to domestic violence, all type of alcohol problems, gambling issues, all type of struggles that they have been having in their lives. And we thank God for them, and we're going to continue to keep them in prayer as this year comes to an end, comes to a close. We want to remember those victims there in Kentucky on today, the tornado touchdown, and what they're going through, and keep them in your prayers. We want to remember all of the sick and shut-in, those are on the ventilators, or they're suffering with the COVID-19, these other two pandemics that have broke out. We want to keep them in prayer, as well as their family, their caregivers. We also want to ask God to stop by someone's house who's on their bed of affliction. They may not be suffering with the coronavirus or any other type of virus, but they could just be racking in pain, going through with cancer or whatever their sickness may be. We know God is the healer God. We know we have faith in knowing God can heal. I'm a living witness that God is the healer on today. And we want to keep those people in prayer. We want to keep all of our pastors, of every pastor that's pastoring the church. We want to keep the men and women of God in our prayers, that God can bring back all of the members who has not been able to go to church because of the COVID-19 and they strayed away. We're going to ask God to renew their mind, that they may start going back to church and begin to get under the study of their pastors and under Sunday school and Bible class, because this is where we're going to learn about faith. You know, we can talk and you can give you some scriptures on today, but there's so much more that God wants to share with you in reference to faith. You keep the faith. It's up to you and how you operate faith, how faith would work in your life, how it would operate. But God can do by the portion of your faith and what God has in store for you, the path that God want to put you on. We don't. We have a couple of more minutes left in the show. Evangelist, you have about 5 minutes to do a closing on your lesson on today, and then after that, we're going to yield to our co-host for our closing prayer. If you have any announcement, Evangelist Perkins, I encourage you to do so before getting it back over to the co-host. Let them give them a phone number. If a listener out there want to bring you to their church to be a speaker, or if they want to have you on another show, make sure you leave some information with our listeners. A year for our guest, Zanius Perkins, at this time.
At this time, I would like to thank everyone for listening in, and I would like to say keep the faith, trust God, and believe in him, because he can answer all of your prayers, and there's no other God like him. So trust him and keep the faith. And I would like to thank all of my family and friends for coming on, my pastor and everyone. And I would like that you would continue to pray for me, that I continue to do the will of God and be the person that I teach and preach about. I, too, need prayer. Prayer changes people as well as things. So thank all of you once again. And I'm Evangelist Jerry Perkins. My number is 225-382-7551. Thank you so much. And you also... I am a member, in case someone came on later, I am a member under the leadership of Pastor Robert Bill Jr., Sweet Home Baptist Church, from Mississippi. Once again, thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I will turn it back over to the host.
God bless you. God bless you. Just before we bring the co-host on, we want to encourage you, if you want to be a guest on Faith and Fears Radio Talk Show, just email me at Norma, N-O-R-M-A, all lowercase letters, _ Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N, at yahoo.com. You can always connect with our Facebook page, Faith and Fears, or my regular page under Norma Chapman, Evangelist Norma Chapman, or you can go to the page What Faith Can Do, and request to come on to the show, anyone that you may want to come, anyone that want to share the word of God, you're welcome. You are welcome, men and women of God. If you want to come on Facing Your Fears and emphasize on a subject or something God has put on your heart to go forth with, feel free to call me. You're welcome, welcome, welcome. And like I said before, I want to thank all of you for tuning in on today's Evangelist Perkins. You had a full studio on today. So many people are tuning in from all over. We have different area codes that's tuning in on today. I know you appreciate them, and I appreciate having you tune in on today. Now, you still have time to press that number one, listeners. If you just want to say something to Evangelist Perkins, press that number one and just say hello to her if you care to do so, because the next voice you would hear would be of that hour of our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. And she's going to give you some information that you can tune in to her other show that she has, that she's a host of the Power Hour of Prayer. She's going to give you the information on that. And then shortly after then, she will then bring us our closing prayer co-host.
God bless you. God bless you, our amazing host, Dr. Chapman. Praise God. And I truly enjoyed the woman of God, praise God, this evening, Evangelist, praise God, I truly enjoyed you. You shared so beautifully, praise God, Evangelist Perkins, on the gift of faith. Really, really enjoyed you.
Blessings
to you and your family. I just truly thank God for you. Also want to respectfully yield, if your pastor is on the line, respectfully we want to yield to your leader if he wants to come in and make a comment or share. I believe you said Pastor Robert Dale Jr.
Yes, ma'am.
No,
if you are on the line, Robert Gill,
no,
God bless you, man of God. If you want to come in and make a comment, press that one on your phone.
Yeah. I don't see him in the studio at this time. He may have been on earlier, but I want to let him know that he's doing an awesome job there, Sweet Home, and such a beautiful view. We do have a caller from Arrow Code 504. Left four digits are 57545. Arrow Code 504-7545. Caller, you are on the air. You're live on
yes,
the air.
Yes, I would like to encourage Evangelist Perkins. She did a beautiful job and had a beautiful introduction of herself as a child of God and the doer of God's word. To step out on faith is a right now thing, thanking God in advance because he has the power to do all things and anything if it's in his will. I was encouraged by her. Keep up the good work. I was encouraged by Evangelist Nunner, her co-host, Evangelist Chapman, and everyone. Faith, and it has made me stronger. And thank God for everyone. And I will keep the guests
thank
in
God
my prayer.
Bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
We want to thank that caller for calling in and giving some encouragement to our guest. Because truly, she's a powerful woman of God, you all.
I mean, she is.
Just a wonderful, wonderful person, and she's so humble.
Amen.
You know, and I thank God for putting her in my path. She's my cousin. I'm just so proud of her and the Veal brothers out of Centerville and Glossa and living in Mississippi, all up there, all of my loved ones, and my family up there, all dearly. And Evangelist Perkins, you keep going forward. You keep going in the direction God is leading you to go in. Keep on speaking and teaching on God's word, whether it's faith, whatever the Lord gives you, keep pouring it out on for lives. As you journey here and there, and God will continue to bless you and elevate you and bring you higher and higher.
Amen.
My prayer today that the Lord is pointing upon your life. And all of our listeners who tune in on today, I pray that the Lord will touch each and every one of you, and you would just stir up the gift on the inside of you that God has already given to you. He's already there listening. All you got to do is
Amen.
Step out on faith. Now, Lord, what do you have for me? Believe it. Believe it. Don't say, oh, I can't do it. Just step out on faith and watch God. Just watch God. But God. But God will bring you through. And you say, I didn't know. This time next year, you will say, I didn't know that I can do this. I didn't know the Lord was going to use you. You don't know until you do what? Have faith and step out on faith. I want to encourage
Amen.
All of our listeners. Christ in your life as the year comes to end. One more show before the end of the year, and I just want to tell all of you all that I love you. I love you. Co-host, I will close in prayer, and you have just
a second
to give us on yourself. Co-host.
Amen, amen. God bless each and every one of you. Praise God. I just want to say to everybody on the line, our host, praise God, Evangelist Perkins, and our listeners, a very Merry Christmas, praise God, and truly a healthy, happy, truly joyful and prosperous new year. Remember that Jesus is the reason for all the seasons. While we're wrapping our gifts, remember to share Jesus, the greatest gift of all, with somebody. Praise God, you can join
Amen.
Me every Tuesday and every Thursday morning on the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation through the Word of God and the power of prayer. The number is 267-807-9601. That's 267-807-9601. Every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 5 a.m., we rise and assemble around the table for the breaking of the bread of life. Praise God. The access code is 710-569-POUND. The access code is 710-569 and the pound. God bless you. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. We lift you up and magnify your name for what you have done. Speaker, bless the host, bless all that listen and allow that word to bless their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That concludes our show.
Amen.
And that's the end of our show for today. Be blessed, everyone. Bye-bye now.
Bye.